My name is Thomas, and I'm an addict.
Hey, Thomas.
You know, it's one thing to be here, and it's another thing to be here with you. I'll start with my experience with using. You know, at 40 years old, when I walked into the room for Narcotics Anonymous, I didn't have a clue on how to stay clean. As a 40-year-old man, growing up the way I grew, it was all about, in Spanish we say machismo, it was all about this false pride, and I lived that lifestyle. I did not know how to deal with emotions and feelings, so I used to cover that up, and I didn't have a clue how to live. I started off when I was younger, and it was, you know, I was an addict long before I ever picked up that first drug. It was that self-gratification as a young teenage boy, which grew into a lot more as I grew up. I wanted to fit in. So the friends that I chose to associate, you know, they were all doing the, in San Antonio at the time, it was all the gang banging. It was all about fighting. It was all about proving who you were. And the drugs just fell in line with that lifestyle. You know, I didn't have a clue to how I was going to deal with my life. You know, I had to learn that at some point in my life, I had to choose to live. An act of addiction, I didn't have a choice. One thing Narcotics Anonymous gave to me, it allowed me to choose who I wanted to be. And an act of addiction, that choice wasn't. It was all about the getting and using and means and ways to get more. And I'm that type of addict. I'm an all or none. There was no in between. So when I was ripping and running in my psychosis from methamphetamine, listening to myself in my head, in my voice, it sounded like a pretty darn good idea. You know, and that was from 17 until I was 40. You know, I was the type of addict, you know, I joined the Navy and I thought I could run from my addiction, and it just followed me. You know, if you're like me and that type of addict, I know the nod when you walk into a bar or that look that knows the person that has what you want, and it just followed me. But in the military, I was able to identify as a alcoholic, because an alcoholic is acceptable in society. At least it was in my circle. But to say that I was an addict, you know, that word junkie was something far, far worse. And it wasn't until I walked into the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous that that glimmer of hope was there. You know, to know where I come from helps me know where I'm going. I didn't have a clue, man. I know how to use, you know. My story, my experience of using, if you're here today, I ain't got to tell you. You know, I can tell you that the feelings that came with them was I was hurt, I was insecure, and I isolated. I did whatever it took in order to use. I was the king manipulator, and I could manipulate a situation. I used to love to play the long game. I did whatever it took to get what I wanted, and that lasted for a long time. I forgot how to feel. I had to reach my bottom, and I love to hear, when I hear in the room, that gift of desperation. And every time I hit a lower point, I thought I hit it. It wasn't until I lived in San Antonio, there's the suburbs, and I was living out in Cibolo in a trailer because I could isolate from the world. I was on about 45 acres in active addiction. And I had this police officer come on the property and offer to take me to treatment in Seguin, Texas, which is 15 minutes up the road. I said, no, I'll go tomorrow. You know, because my life was getting crazy. I had the nickname Running Bear. I had a roommate give me that because I do so much narcotics that something would pop in my head and my clothes would come off. I remember running from, and then I would make up elaborate stories to hide that embarrassing thing, you know, because that's one thing my addiction did to me. The shame and guilt that I had were the reasons that I would use. And it was some traumatic stuff. I've learned that just because something is hidden doesn't mean it's not there. You know, I would hide what was wrong with me by, you know, I was a big people pleaser. You know, I'd take you out, I'd buy you drinks. I would do whatever I had to do in order to cover up the fact
that there was a problem with me. I didn't want to deal with my issues, you know? I learned that 100% of my problem is myself. And it wasn't until I walked into the rooms of narcotics that there was a solution. You know? It talks about in our literature on page 49, one addict helping another addict is without parallel. There is a spirit of principle of giving away what we have been given, Narcotics Anonymous, in order to keep it. By helping others to stay clean, we enjoy the benefits of the spiritual wealth that we have found. We must give freely and gratefully that which was given freely and gratefully to us. And I love that verse in our literature, you know. Those of you who are new and don't know, we have literature and our basic text, man, it's been a guiding light, that and other Narcotics Anonymous literature that has guided me when I've walked through some stuff. And I've walked through a lot of things, man, and I'm gonna get there in a minute. You know, my experience with using, man, like I said, I ain't got to tell you guys, you guys are my people. You know. You know the feelings and emotions. If you use or if you identify as an addict, like I identified as an addict, there was a lot of pain. There was a lot of trauma. There was a lot of things which I didn't know how to cope with. And I'm grateful. I'm grateful that I'm here today. I'm grateful that Pacna invited me out here to share my experience, strength, and hope. I've learned to do what I need to do to let my feelings catch up. I had to learn to do the next right thing. Because I did a lot of the wrong things for a long time. And I didn't know how to cope with who I was. You know, I used to always tell myself, man, I just want to be happy. If I could just be happy, I'd be okay. And as I stuck around the rooms, there was this promise that was given to being joyous and free. And this program delivered. You know, those who never change their minds never change anything. You know, I was closed-minded. You could not tell me anything about anything. I had started working step work, and my sponsor said, ah, shit, you're one of the smart ones. I wish you were an idiot, because you're going to complicate the shit out of this. You know, I learned to keep stuff simple. And when I do that, the answers come a lot clearer for me. You know, in the rooms, I learned that we built the foundation for the days that are coming. Recovery is what happens in these rooms. I've learned that as long as I hold on tight and I don't use and I don't pick up, that I have a chance. And today I'm grateful for those chances. You know, it's that going home at night, putting my head on the pillow and going to sleep clean. You know, that's a miracle, because I didn't know how to accumulate those clean days. You know, when I first walked into the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous, I was one of these people that would go to the meetings and hang out with you and buy everybody fucking dinner. You know, one of my character defects was people pleasing. You know, and as I stuck around, I couldn't understand while the guy in the back of the room or those people, those old timers or those people who committed themselves to this new way to live were happy. I couldn't get it. And then I said, you know what? I went to a week of meetings, and they were all speaker meetings, and they were talking about this thing called step work. You know, I was the type of addict who's like, nah, man, I don't like to read. I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to do that. And all I can say today is not like that. You know, I had to learn to stay open-minded. I had to learn to go to a meeting and shut the F up. Because I thought I had a solution to my own problems. And that was farthest from the truth. You know, I learned that spiritual principles ease the pain of a suffering addict. It doesn't take it away. You know, I've had to walk through some painful stuff in Narcotics Anonymous. Clean. But this program has taught me that I no longer have to use. I can just hold on tight, don't pick up, don't put it in my body, and just stay clean. And what I've learned is, the more days I stay clean, you know, when I first got here, man, I had those voices in my head, the hallucinations, but I learned the longer I stayed clean, and for me it was about a year. You know, they talk about that obsession being lifted, you know, the wanting to use, and it happened, man. And I was so like, wow. Because I was the addict. I said, you know what? I'm going to give this a year. And if it doesn't work, screw it. I tried. You know, 6 years in February, you know, I drank the Kool-Aid and I'm a happy customer. You know, this thing works. And I'm grateful that I've been able to apply these principles in my life. You know, I've learned that pain is inevitable. Misery is optional. I get some stuff that hurts. But today, since I've worked a couple steps in order with my sponsor, I can identify the feelings and emotions that used to cause me to use. And I don't have to choose. I don't have to pick up. I don't have to put something in my body to change the way I feel. I can say, you know what? This shit sucks. But you know what? Hold on tight. Because as long as I don't use, I'm not losing, man. I lost for so long that I'm grateful that I no longer have to live like that. And that's not for nothing that I'm doing. That's because of the program of Narcotics Anonymous. I've learned that being open-minded allows me to hear something that might save my life. And I've learned so much in the room by walking into a meeting and hearing somebody share about what they're going through allows me today not to have to go through it physically. It registers somewhere in my mind, and when those issues happen to me, I'm like, even if that person annoyed the shit out of me, I'm like, I remember how they said they went through this, and then they went through it clean. They can do it, I can do it. That's the mentality I had. I learned that hope is a vision past our current situation. When I first got here, I was hopeless. I did not know how to live. And today, by working some steps and applying this program in my life, man, it's night and day. You know, true courage is not the absence of fear, but rather the willingness to walk through it. You know, this program has taught me that I can walk through some stuff. I've walked through some death of fellow members who didn't make it back to the rooms. I walked through a lot of pain and suffering. Let me just share something with you. I got married in August, and today I live in a separate house. I was engaged for 4.5 years, and today, you know, things aren't going the way we want them to go. Not because of our relationship, but because of other issues. And that shit hurts. When you love somebody, you know, that was enough excuse for me to use in the past. I get my feelings hurt, or life's not going the way I want it to go. Man, that was a, hey, you know what? I've been clean a little while. I've been able to work, be a productive member of society. I've been able to put a little bit of money in the bank. In the past, that was like a full pass to go fuck it all up. And today, I don't have to do that. Today, I'm able to identify how I'm feeling, knowing that I'm hurt. And then, as long as I stay clean, you know what? There's hope out there for me. You know, because being a man, I didn't know how to deal with that stuff. I still don't know how to deal with a lot of stuff. But I have a circle of addicts that I call and I bounce stuff off. I got a sponsor that I run some stuff by. You know, and then I have the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous to where I can share where I'm at. And I've learned when I share where I'm at, you know, pain shared is pain lessened. I don't know if you've heard that, but it's so true. Today I get a choice whether I carry something a second, a minute, a day, a month, a year. I have a choice to carry something or I get to set this reset button. And I've learned today it's okay not to be okay, and I don't have all the answers, and that's okay. Sometimes there's some stuff that happens in my life that I don't have a clue. But I've learned what my program has taught me is that as long as I stay in the middle of this thing, you know, I'm not going to fall off. Because I was the addict that would stay on the outside of this program and kept falling off and kept using and couldn't understand why. And I'm grateful today. I've learned to stop shrinking to fit the places I have outgrown. I don't have to change who I am in order to fit in with people anymore. The program has taught me to be self-independent man who I can love myself today for who I am. I'm a clean addict who does nothing the way I used to, and I'm grateful. I've learned because when the drugs go away and the addict works the program, wonderful things happen. Man, I wish I could share with you not just material stuff, because I've been blessed by like being a productive member of society. I'm a carpenter by trade, and I love what I do, and it's been very rewarding to me in my life. Man, these last years I pay my taxes, I paid my bill. I was able to walk in this house, and like in the past I wouldn't know how to pay the rent or worry about my credit. I didn't worry about those stuffs in accident addiction. But today, man, it's night and day, and I'm grateful for that. You know, each day we're given another chance. And man, that chance that we're given, it's a beautiful thing. And that choice that comes with it is inspiring. I get to decide how I want to, you know, it was crazy. I walked into this program and they're like, you can choose your own sponsor. You get to choose your own morals and values. You get to choose to work some steps. And I can't say that enough. If you're new, step work, step work, step work. They talk about this miracle that happens. It's funny when you put pen to paper, and for me, all those big events in my life that I thought were huge, for me, were meaningless. It was all those little things that I thought didn't mean nothing that showed up, and I was able to deal with them. And what happened was I no longer had to use about it or over it, and it's a wonderful thing. You know, today I know it's okay not to be okay. It's just not okay to stay that way. For me, I'm not stuck anymore. There come some hard things that happened in my life, but with the program, I'm able to deal with them. You know, I've learned that 100% of the problems for me were me. And the only way to deal with that was by working steps. You know, this is the only program you can talk your way through recovery. I had to learn who I was, what I was going through, learn some character defects, and learn what's my part and what's going on in my life, and what do I have to do to change it? And then I get to address it. You know, I learned forgiveness plus accountability equals healing. And this program has healed me in everything that I do. You know, I remember that many books have been written about the nature of addiction. Our NA book concerns itself with the nature of recovery. If I would have put expectations on my life and what recovery would give me, man, I would have sold myself short by a lot. This new way of life, this promise that was given to me, that I'm so grateful that I accepted, that has changed my life. That's all I got. Thank you.